I've got him on the line right now as we continue the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading in uncertain times. Shan, thanks again for your time this morning.
Hey, no problem. Good morning.
Good morning. What's the latest we need to know this morning? And we do have Russ Casper on the line with us, too.
Well, appreciate it. And I think the main thing that we all need to know is that, as Russ just mentioned, this too shall pass. The good news, you know, when we think about all the negative news, all the bad news, I think the good news that, Governor Cuomo actually mentioned some good news yesterday in his press conference, and that, you know, over 74% of the folks that are going into the hospital are coming out. I mean, 74% are being dismissed. That's the 74% rate of dismissal. And that is in New York, which is the epicenter of all of this for the United States. The other, I think, encouraging thing that we can see is that we are starting to see percentages of recoveries starting to go up and in our country as well. So when you look at Indiana, we are at over 4,000 that have been impacted. About, you know, right now 127 folks have passed. That is, you know, certainly tragic. We don't want to downplay any of that, but the key now is to keep those numbers from climbing, and we know that this week and next week, according to the models of the curve, you know, we're going to have some new lingo after all of this. We've got, you know, quarantine and the curve and all of the things that that we're going to be thinking about over the next, probably the rest of our lives. We'll be talking about this. But, you know, when you think about that, those models, what can we do to make those models the best case scenario, and even better than the best case scenario, because even some of the best case scenarios are not what we want. So how can we do that? And so this week, my encouragement is that this is Holy Week. Let's get whole in Holy Week. And what I mean by that, let's get whole, W-H-O-L-E. Let's get well, let's get whole, and do our darndest to do what the CDC is recommending, what our president, what our governor is recommending, and do our darndest to stay separated from folks, keep that distance, and then just only go out when you really need to as far as food is concerned, and as far as, you know, getting something that you might have to have, medicines or food. But other than that, we really need this week, I believe, is a critical week, gentlemen, as we look forward to the future. I think this week, if we can see some numbers turning around this week, I really do believe it could be the beginning to the end.
Shan, I think those are very, very wise words. We need to keep the course. And speaking of Holy Week, my wife and I did our devotions this morning, and you will probably like this verse. It is, rejoice in the Lord always.
Philippians 4:4.
Yes, Philippians 4:4. You're right. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. Ponder these things, the right things, not the trash. Those last few words of mine.
Well, my grandmother taught me a formula out of that many years ago, and it's this. And she used to have it on a refrigerator. She used to teach us this all the time because Grandma would say, "What makes me wake up in the morning is the passion for Jesus. What puts me to bed at night is the peace of Jesus." And so, she's had this little formula out of those verses in Philippians 4:6-7, and the formula was simple. It was this: when you pray and you praise God, so when you pray, it says to pray and to do it with thanksgiving. So pray and praise, And if you pray plus praise equals peace. And that's the simple formula that we can all live by, that if you are not focused on the doom and the gloom, if you're not focused on all of the stuff, and again, we move to what we think about. That's what, you know, psychologists, that's not me, that's not God, that's even the psychologist. Of course, God made our mind, but that's what psychology will tell you. Our thoughts lead us to our destination. So what we're thinking about is what we move toward. And so I believe that you really have to refocus what you're thinking about and be transformed by the renewing of your mind, according to Scripture. So that's what the message today is, folks. We're in the third week of this, or even longer for some folks, but we're in the third week of this quarantine. Everybody's staying at home. I know things are getting restless, but the end is getting closer. But we've got to finish this thing out, finish the course, do what we're supposed to be doing. And I tell you, if we can do that, I really believe we're going to see some, you know, better results. No one dying is acceptable. We didn't want anyone to die. No one wants anyone to die or to perish. But we can, I think save more lives. I think more lives can be saved if we will just do what folks are asking us to do and be diligent in doing it.
Shane, you let Russ and I sit in last week on a video conference of me and him and you and some other local leaders, particularly out at the industrial area. I just want to thank you for doing that. That was informative, and I hope we can do that once every couple weeks, you know?
Sure. We'll be glad to do that. We just finished a Facebook video, Kim Damon and I, on trying to answer the questions on the stimulus package, and which includes the small business loans and the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program. So we suggest that you go to our Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Facebook page and watch that. It's about 53 minutes, but it's very informative. Kim Damon does a fantastic job of going through all of this. And we want to continue to open that up. We're going to be doing that again this week with our industry folks, letting just people, if they have any interest to join us, we can do that at the Zoom meeting. But we appreciate the opportunity. And, you know, all of us are leading, whether we want to, you know, you're leading someone. You're either leading your children, you're leading your grandkids, you're leading your spouse. So we're all leading. And the key is, while we're in uncertain times, how do we lead? And I think the key is to lead in a way that's going to bring peace to people. We don't want to bring panic. We want to bring peace to people. And I think those verses were well spoken today. And my prayer is that we'll have peace this week, this holy week of all weeks. We would have peace in Christ, that we can get through this thing together.
Shane, we appreciate your time this morning. Anything else we need to know? Just a big thanks to sponsoring this segment, too, Inside Party Line.
Now, I appreciate all the folks that are working. Our leaders are working. They're going to be meeting again today, discussing next steps on business. Please, please pay attention. We're asking people to, again, to heed the warnings, because if folks can't get off the road, stricter things are coming. So please understand that and heed the warnings and do your best to get off the road, stay home. I mean, not necessarily off the roads, but just don't be coming into place of the business you don't need to be, and businesses that don't need to be open probably don't need to be open right now. So we appreciate all those that are working diligently to make that happen. Thank our sponsors. Thanks, Casper Media. Appreciate all you do.
Shane, thanks again. Appreciate that. Okay, that is the WILO Chamber of Commerce leading in uncertain times.